True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sunday from 11 to 1 p.m. leading you to kickoff on the BetMGM network and on the Odyssey app.
Nick, week two. Here we go, buddy.
Nick, what's up?
Hey guys, how we doing today?
We're good.
You're doing okay, aren't you?
Doing awesome. Week one, unfortunately for me, from a betting perspective, was not great with the National Football League. This happens sometimes, and we call it on You Better You Bet. We call it the knife edge, right, where you get to the ends of these games in the NFL, and it either goes your way or it doesn't, right? So I'll give you two examples of what I mean, and I don't mean this to bitch and moan. Like, this happens sometimes. Like, sometimes you lose these, sometimes you win. It generally tends to even out, right? So Atlanta and Seattle, two games that come down to the very end. Who misses the field goal? We don't go to overtime. Seattle, like Brock Purdy, who's injured, throws a pass up for grabs and like should have been intercepted and is caught for a touchdown, so you lose those. Those are like normal, annoying losses. But when you couple that with, I had the over in Eagles-Cowboys on Thursday night, which was, I think, now in the history of the league, it's 172-2. So my loss was one of the two, where a total that closes under 50, where you get more than 40 in the first half. It was 172-1 to the over, and that was 172-2 after the game went under on Thursday night. And then I had the Ravens, which was my favorite bet on Sunday night, and that was teams that run for over 235 yards or more, 235 rushing yards or more, and score at least 40 points were 277-0, like straight up, to win football games, and I was the one in 277-1, betting Baltimore -1. So those two were really annoying, but look, hit the over on Monday night. That looked dead to rights going into the fourth quarter, and they got the three touchdowns from J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. So carrying some positivity here, guys, into week two.
I like it. There you go. We have a game with a pretty big spread. Browns-Ravens. What's the spread now? What's it looking like? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so it's been some interesting movement on this game. Baltimore opened 12.5, and it went down to 10.5, and now we've settled at 11.5. So not like a tremendous move. 10 is the most important number in this range, and so is 13. And we haven't touched either one of those. So just like a bit of jockeying from people that organically, I think, like the Browns and people that organically like the Baltimore Ravens. My sense here, guys, and I don't have a strong betting opinion on this game, if I had to bet the game, I would bet the Ravens. I think Baltimore is saying at least all the right things following the collapse on Sunday night against Buffalo, that the defense knows it's got to be way better than it was in the closing moments of games. And I don't think you'll see them blow another lead like they did on Sunday night. Now, people will bring up what happened last year, which was Baltimore losing in gut punch fashion to the Chiefs in the season opener. And then they went home and lost as a big favorite to the Las Vegas Raiders. In week two. I don't know that that's going to happen in this particular game. So just to be clear, I'm not going to bet this game. If I had to bet it, I would bet the Ravens. But just one note, guys, if you'll allow me, on Cleveland. Because you asked me last week, Hanna, like what constitutes a successful regular season for the Browns, right, if they're not going to win a bunch of games, which I don't think they're going to. And what I said was, you want to see a bunch of these young players look really good, right? Like, did Andrew Berry and company, did they hit in this draft, right? Did they get a bunch of young players that can produce right away that you feel good that these guys can be franchise building blocks moving forward? And one game in, I think this is a smashing success. Now, you'd like to see more out of Mason Graham, right, who was the first round pick, the fifth overall pick, but Carson Schweisinger, to me, looks like an absolute stud at the linebacker position. Harold Fannin, we talked about him last week, right? He looks like a monster in these two tight end sets with Kevin Stefanski, right, and David Njoku. Dylan Sampson looked really good. We haven't seen Quinshon Judkins yet. Maybe he makes his debut this weekend. Like, I think there's a chance that we'll look back on this draft as being a big success for the Cleveland Browns, and if that's the case, I kind of think, like, the regular season's a success no matter what happens in terms of wins and losses.
Just going back to this game a little bit, it's weird because I look at the Ravens, I see they scored a lot of points last week, and the Browns can't get over 16. What do you think about total points in this game?
So the total in the game is sitting at 45. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you guys watched the game last week. Your audience watched the game last week. I think we can all agree that whether it's, you know, Andre Schmidt missing those kicks, right, missing the 36-yarder, missing an extra point. You know, Joe Flacco threw a couple picks, but these are all off the hands of his receivers, or, like, the receivers did let him down in a couple of those spots. Cleveland probably should have scored more. Right, that probably should have happened. And you would imagine, for as well as the Browns' defense looked last week against Cincinnati, you know, sacking Joe Burrow on three consecutive plays down by the goal line at one point on their goal line, I don't anticipate them having the same level of success against the Ravens' offense. I think the Ravens are a cut above Cincinnati. So if you made me pick, I'd probably look at the over here, mm-hmm. but I don't have a strong betting opinion. I have strong opinions on other games. This one, I just think, looks right.
What'd you think of the Browns defense? You just mentioned them a little bit against the Bengals. That was a 33-point total in that game. That's a really low total for a high-powered team like Cincinnati. Can the Browns continue to pull off those kind of defensive efforts, Nick? And what would that do for your biz?
I would say probably not, and I don't even really mean that as an insult. It's just, like, statistically unlikely that that's going to keep happening. And you know, like, I do think that at some point, and it didn't manifest itself last week, like, the loss of Martin Emerson is really going to come into play. But look, like, the corners played well. Like, Greg Newsom played well last week. Denzel Ward played well last week. When you don't let Jamar Hayes and Chase and T. Higgins kill you, like, you have to give them credit. Like, Myles Garrett was an absolute monster. I mentioned Schweisinger was really good. The safety were both good. Like, Hickman and Delpit, I thought, both played well for the Cleveland Browns. Is that going to continue week over week where this is like a top three or top five defense? It's not outside the realm of possibility.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Because they have good players and obviously a really good defensive coordinator. If I were talking to a Browns fan right now, and I'm sure I am a lot in your audience, I would say, you can be optimistic. It probably is not going to look like that every week, like that level of defensive dominance. The Bengals with 7 yards of offense in the second half.
Nick, I do want to switch to college football here for just 1 second. There are a ton of games that have spreads that are like 20 or more. Do you like or dislike those games that have giant spreads?
Well, I think it really like it.
It depends on the game, but there's a ton of these games this week.
Yeah, and like we see that generally most weeks in college football when you have the haves playing the have-nots. I'll give you like one game that I do like. Iowa State is the 14th ranked team in the country, undefeated to start the year, beat Iowa last weekend in Cy-Hawk. They're a 21-point road favorite at Arkansas State. Now, I will not BS anybody. I can't name one player on Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who coaches the team. I don't even know what the mascot is for Arkansas State, and I know like 99% of the mascots in college football.
They like the Red Hawks.
Well, look,
they used to be the Indians. They used to be the Indians.
That's just a
the
funny
Red
thing.
Wolves. Storm? Red Wolves.
Red Wolves.
Okay. The Red Wolves. Here's what I can tell you guys about this game. I bet Iowa State in the opener against Kansas State. I bet Iowa State last week at an early number that ended up cashing against Iowa. So I like Iowa State a lot. Iowa State's quarterback, Rocco Becht, is awesome. But I look at him as being like, he can stink it up for 3.5 quarters, and then he's nails and he wins games at the very end. I bet Arkansas State was just the thought that I think Iowa State's very likely to win. I don't know if they're going to blow people out this year. So I did take 21 with Arkansas State. Not a huge bet. Again, I can't name one player on the team, but that's kind of my thought on Iowa State. So that is one big spread that I bet this week in college football.
Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. How about wild card playoffs in the American League? You got anything going there? Because we have a team that's sitting 3.5 games back right now. We think it's not likely, but we think the numbers say that there's still a chance.
Well, what I'd say about, I think what's fun about the American League this year, right? And you guys know, like I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm absolutely disgusted with my team at this moment, just getting bludgeoned by the Tigers, and they look absolutely terrible, right? The American League is wide open this year, and like the Tigers, I guess, like look like the best team right now. But does anyone think like Detroit's just going to like waltz to the World Series in the American League?
No,
like, I think probably. And look what Cleveland did to them last year in the divisional series, getting to the ALCS before falling to my Yankees, who had Juan Soto last year and don't have Juan Soto this year. So do I know if the Guardians are going to get into the playoffs? I'm in such football mode that I can't give you like a really like intelligent opinion on that. But what I will say is, if the Guardians are able to get in, then yeah, like they absolutely have a chance. Like the Blue Jays are in first place in the American League East, and they are not world beaters. The Red Sox are without Roman Anthony. The Yankees look like a little league team half the time. The Tigers are the favorite, but again, once you get past Skubal, how do you feel about the rest of the pitching staff in a big spot? And then you have your three teams in the American League West, right? With the Astros holding a 1-game lead on the Mariners, they just swept the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Rangers are 2.5 games back of first place in the American League West. They won the World Series a couple years ago with a great manager in Bruce Bochy, and they feel like a team that if they get into the dance, like they could absolutely win. So I think if Cleveland's able to get in, then yeah, I think the upside is like to win the American League pennant and then probably lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. And I do think the Dodgers are the most likely NL team to get there, even though it has not been as good a regular season for them as last year.
I just have always wanted to ask you this, Nick. What's the most bizarre thing you've ever bet on?
Well, during COVID, and I actually had inside information to win this bet, which is just like, it's really stupid. Like NBC ran like a virtual race, like a fake race.
Really?
With all the Triple Crown winners, like a fake horse race.
Okay.
And I knew Secretariat was going to win because someone told me, because it was like predetermined in advance, and like I could only bet $100 on it. That was the limit. But like I bet Secretariat in a fake horse race, like 40 years after like the real Secretariat died. That one stands out. I mean, I bet Korean baseball when that first came back. It was really like coming out of COVID when there was nothing to bet on.
Right.
It was like, here's like Russian ping pong and German soccer and, fake horse races. I think that probably takes the cake for me.
Did Secretariat beat Man of War in that?
I think Seattle Slew.
It was Seattle Slew, huh?
Yeah, I think it was Seattle Slew. And maybe American Pharoah was up towards the top as well.
All right, very good. All right, so if you're a Browns fan, don't be overly optimistic, but be smart this weekend.
Well, yeah, like, could they keep it? Look, even if I came on here and I said, I think the Browns are going to win, I have 100% conviction, like, I'm always honest with people, right? Like, football's a really hard sport to beat, right? To beat the market. Like, I can be wrong about that. I think the Ravens are going to win. If I had to bet the game, I would take the Ravens to cover. But I would just caution, and I know it's tough, because I think this is, we're getting close to, like, the 30-year anniversary of the Browns leaving, right? Or is this that?
This is it.
I know, and I know
it's Browns, this weekend. Yes,
and I know Browns fans. I know Browns fans hate their. I totally understand. Like, you're probably going to lose. I don't say that to be a jerk. Like, the Ravens are way better than the Browns, but if I'm a Browns fan and I'm trying to be objective about things, like, can Mason Graham look good in this game? Can Schweisinger continue to look good? If Judkins plays, can he continue to look good? Can Tillman show you a little more? Can Fannin keep looking good? I think this is the key for the Browns moving forward, because they got the two first-round picks next year. The quarterback of the future, I think, is extremely likely to not be on the roster right now. Get everything else right and feel good about the rest of the roster heading into next year, and that is a win.
Nick, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, man. Say goodbye.
Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.